to Student Group Podcast, where you learn how to maximize your days in school and get equipped for a great career. Welcome to today's episode.
In the episode titled Paying for Marks, I explained to you that when you want to get a good grade, what you do is that you find out what is required of you to get a good grade. And when you find out what it is, you go ahead and pay the price. You pay the price because that's actually what it takes to get a good grade. However, I say that there are times the lecturer demands that you pay him money, what you call sorting, or come and sleep with him so you can get a grade. I mean, in recent times, we have even seen cases of university lecturers who are dismissed because they went to sleep with students to give them mark, or that they insisted that the student should come and sleep with them, or they will not give them the mark that is dutifully theirs. It's my prayer that God continue to expose such devils in the name of lecturer or such Satan incarnates in our school system. Not just expose them, but disgracefully send them packing. Because God can have mercy on them if they repent. But basically, that if somebody wakes up in the morning, you're supposed to be a lecturer who's supposed to guide students and be a role model to them. And we said that you are a he-goat who can't keep his zip up, but decide that you are going to exploit students because of your privileged position and the choice people's children, abuse them, people's wives and all of that, because you cannot tame your urge for sex. What I really desire is that God will either deliver you, and if you refuse to be delivered or saved from your miserable life, God should disgrace you and expose you. That's what I think should happen to you. So what I really desire is that God works with the system to make sure you are thoroughly in disgrace. But they are not my real issue here. I don't have really their time, and they are not the people I'm talking to. I'm talking to you, who one of them may ask or have asked or is currently asking to come and sleep with him so they can get a grade. Or is telling you that all your push should come and pay maybe 5,000 naira. 5,000 naira times 100 students is 500,000 naira, I think. I'm not sure again. Yes, I think so. 5,000 naira by 100 is about 500,000 naira. A lecturer I expect to get something like that from sorting in universities or in schools. I mean, we've heard about schools that they sort. I mean, you see a university graduate who can't write his name properly or who can't speak proper English, and he has first class or second class, not first class, but second class upper, and have such good grades. Is that wondering what's happening? Only to realize that in the school, the system is that whether you write or you not write exam, once you pay 5,000 naira for sorting, you'll be sorted out. Now, when a lecturer asks you for mark, what do you do? That's actually the focus today. Just by the way, I need to say it again for the record. You'll be doing yourself a lot of harm if you actually count on progressing or passing your exam by going to such lecturers. Yeah, let me just take some time again and talk about this. There's a pride in the fact that nobody helped you to pass exam. I'm not talking about pride as per that leads to downfall. I'm talking about pride as per a sense of worth, a sense of being useful, a sense of being smart, a sense of not being a non-entity that you have when you actually work hard to earn your mark. You deny yourself that sense, that pride, when you go to sleep with a lecturer to get a mark, or when you go to sort to get a mark. Do you understand what I'm saying? So like I say, we have all kinds of lecturers, and some of them don't have any business being in school. Some of them are plainly idiots who shouldn't have anything to do with school system. But maybe, unfortunately, we found them there for one reason or the other. So we have all kinds of people. So don't be shocked when you find a lecturer, maybe tell you to come to his office and claim that I have a problem, only to start touching you or start giving you suggestions of sex and all of that. You can be surprised, know that, but please don't be too surprised, because the truth of the matter is that even though they are lecturers, they're supposed to be role models, some of them don't have any business modeling anything. They can't model anything for anybody apart from Satan. In fact, they are threats to their children with the way they are living. So when you find people like that, what do you do? I'll tell you something about them. You may not be able to stop who they are or change who they are, but what you can do is just make sure that their devilish and evil lifestyle doesn't find expression in you. I understand you want to get first class. I understand that you have extra year. I understand you're in final year and you need your score or your mark intact so that you won't have a spillover. And the lecturer is making you an offer. Come sleep with me so you can get a grade. Or everybody is saying that, I mean, this course, this exam, they title, this exam is very hard. If you don't sort, nothing for you. And you know how things like that and such concerns. I want to let you know that you are not supposed to succumb to such pressure. Your duty is to resist it. There are all kinds of evil and evil people in our society and in our world. What we do is to ensure that our lives are not controlled by such people, that we don't live to the whims and caprices of such people, that we're able to stand firm and resist their pressure. So what I'm saying in essence is that you ensure you resist this pressure from these people. Then the other thing I want to say is the fact that there's something about getting your grade by yourself. There's this sense of pride. I mean, it feels good to just know that, yes, I went through secondary school, university, and nobody can say that I paid him one kobo to give me any mark. There's this sense of pride in knowing the fact that I mean, I went to university and nobody can say I slept with him or her or even gave him opportunity to tap current so that I can get my... If you don't know what's the tapping current, just forget about it because maybe it doesn't concern you. So there's this pride in knowing that, I mean, I went to school and nobody can say that, I cheated, I did this, I did that, he had to help me come out, exam my practice panel and all of that. I mean, there is this pride in that thing. So if you don't have any reason to keep yourself from sorting and actually sleeping lecturer and all of that, what you do is this. You keep yourself, you restrain yourself from actually getting to the position where you have to do it. And if for one reason or the other you couldn't prepare well for your exam, it's not to go and beg a lecturer to sort you. It's not to go and give a lecturer money so you can pass. If a lecturer helps you sort now, let me tell you one of those concerns I have. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to become a very powerful and influential person. I'm just starting out in life now and I know I'm going to become so powerful, the world will know that Joseph Dimoke existed. By the time I'm going to be with the Lord, the world will know I came. Now I'm going to be so powerful and influential and I'll probably be a public figure. I mean, it may get to the point where I have to be confirmed to become minister for one thing or become the president of Nigeria or become the president of the United Nations or something like that. Now, I wouldn't want it to be that while I'm on TV, one old professor will be in his house and talking with his wife or children. I say, I remember when this young man was in third year, he had an F in my course, but all of them, they paid 5,000. That was why he passed. Now, just imagine him speaking big English because he's just United Nations president. Call that boy for me, Joseph. You know, he talks about you like that because he felt, or not just because he felt, but because the reality is that he had to help you. Then I withdraw the word help because he had to collaborate with you in your malpractice to pass. I wouldn't want to have a record like that. Now, am I judging those who have such records? No, I'm just saying that as you're listening to me now, make it a point of this that nobody will get a chance to say such things about you. I remember I had issues at some point as an undergraduate. I remember one lecturer said I should come and see him after the exam. I know that why he wants me to see him is because of this. In this case, I'm not sure he wanted to collect money from me, but I just felt like after seeing this man now, he will now have this feeling that he made me pass the exam. And I just don't like that feeling. It makes me feel bad. I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go for lectures. I mean, I had to attend lectures. I had to beg people to teach me. I read his course as much as possible. I finished writing my exam. After writing the exam, I didn't go to see him. I just walked out. The reason is because, one, I have prayed to God. And I believe if God is going to answer my prayer, he just answer my prayer. And I just didn't feel this good thing about going to beg a lecturer for mark. It's just not in my system. I don't know how to do it. What I prefer to do is that while the lectures are going on, I will attend. While we have time, I will prepare for my exam. While we have past questions, I will review and revise with them. I prepare so well I can come and pass. I don't want you to have a chance to actually tell me you helped me. Not that you helped me, sorry. That if not because you collided with me to do my practice, I wouldn't have passed. The other thing I want to tell you is that sorting is a sin. Now, if you don't believe in God, just ignore what I say. That's your personal problem, not believing in God. But if you believe in God, I want to let you know that sorting is my practice. The same way it's a sin to cheat in exam, to give somebody answer in exam or answer in exam, sorting is also a sin. Now, the question is, would you want to sin against God because you want to get just grades in school? I wouldn't want to do that. I don't know what your own belief, but I wouldn't want to do that. Some persons actually wonder, who told you that sorting is a sin? There's a very simple rule about it. The Bible said, obey every constituted authority. That's what the Bible says. What it means is that if you live in a hostel, there's a rule in the hostel, there's a rule in school and all of that. The ideal is that you actually obey the rule. Have you ever sorted and came openly to announce it? You don't do that because you know it's not proper, because you know the Lord doesn't recognize it. You know because you're going to be punished if you are found out. I'm not saying I'm perfect, I don't have any sin, but what I'm just doing as a matter of rule for myself as a human being is that whatever thing I find out to be sin, I work towards ensuring I don't commit that sin again. I may not be able to know all the sins I commit now, but as God opened my eyes to understand the sins I commit, I repent from them and adjust my life. Now, when a lecturer demands that you sort him, please refuse. If you perform poorly in the exam, please go and rewrite the exam. He said, this is why you are saying this is because you think it's easy like that. I'm not saying it's easy like that. I've lost count of the exams I have to rewrite. Now, part of the reason was because I went to school to study a course I was not interested in. I didn't have any interest or passion or anything in it. So I was just doing my other things while I'm going to school. But some course I had to do at some point. Now, but when I failed a course, I just go and rewrite it because there's nothing I can do about it. I can't go to such a lecturer. I can't cheat an exam. So when a lecturer says you should come and sort him because you fail, refuse. If the lecturer says, if you don't sort me, you fail. If you can find an evidence to prove that that's actually what he said and they are threatening with that, please take the evidence to appropriate authority. You have to do it with discretion and tact so you protect your own interests and those who are involved in exposing such evil people. If you can't, then what you do is take the matter to God and ask God, I'm asking you, give me grade. Help me to pass my exam. Look at what's going to happen. When you go to God and make such prayers, God will check. When God decides to answer your prayer, He will check who is standing on the way. If it's that lecturer that says, if you don't give me money, you will not pass, He will just remove the lecturer on the way so you can pass. How He removes it from the way, I don't know. Sometimes one way to remove it from the way is to remove his head from his neck. That may sound wicked and evil, but please listen. You don't stand on the way of God. That was what happened to Pharaoh. Go, Pharaoh said, let my people go. Pharaoh doesn't want to listen. God says, well, no problem. You don't want to go? I will remove you out of the way so I can do my will in the lives of my people. So when you ask God for mark and God answers your prayer, what is going to happen is that if a lecturer decides to stand on the way, he's going to remove him. So what I'm saying is that when a lecturer asks you to pay for mark, what do? Resist it. Refuse. If you can report him to appropriate authority, please go ahead and report him. If you can't report him, go and write the exam again. Take the matter up to God. In fact, God is even the best person to report to. The authority you may report to may be conniving with him. They may not want to expose him. They may not want to punish him. Maybe all of them are even the same. But when you take the matter to God in prayer, God may come and warn him at night if he is actually merciful to him. If he doesn't want to listen, God will deal with him by himself. The other thing I want to let you know is that if you're a Christian, I want you to understand something. Your life is in God's hands. It's not an accident. Things don't happen to you just like that. So if a lecturer wakes up one day and decides that he's going to make you fail because you did not sort, don't mind him. He can't do you anything if God doesn't permit it. I mean, he said the hairs on your head are numbered by God. It's not just number; He knows them. So not by any means hurt you. God can manifest in different ways. One is come and warn him not to touch your mark. Second thing he can also do is this. He can also come around and make sure that while he's trying to remove your mark, he will make the mistake. He will forget your original mark. One thing will just happen. All the plans he has for you will not work out. My point is that when a lecturer demands a mark, don't give in. If you can expose him, please go ahead and expose him. And even better than exposing him is that you take up the matter to God and say, God, this man said we should sort, but I'm not going to sort because they sin. Come and vindicate me. Come and avenge for me. Come and give me what is due to me. Come and demonstrate your righteousness in my life. You go to God and say that prayer, then go to library and settle down and study. Study thoroughly and study properly. Understand the exam, understand the course, understand how you want you to answer the question, and then come to exam and do your best. Then go home and know, because God will come and fight for you. I hope you understand that point.
To gain more student insights, visit brogit.com/students. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Student Groove, or subscribe to our WhatsApp broadcast through 0810-550-4664.